Travel adventures, culture shock, and honest conversations are all topics brought up in a new documentary that follows four American students, one from Michigan State University, and four Chinese students as they travel through China. The film is called The Dialogue. It was created under a unique partnership with Crossing Borders Education and Michigan State University. It'll be submitted to international film festivals worldwide, but not before its screening tonight in East Lansing. Here in the Current State studio today to talk with us about The Dialogue, Dawn Pisarczyk, the coordinator of the project here at Michigan State, and her colleague Peter Briggs. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
We've given our listeners a brief synopsis of the film here, but Dawn, could you give us a little bit more detail on what happens in The Dialogue?
Sure. This is a film that MSU has been involved with and in terms of the conceptual development as well as the technical development with Crossing Borders Education, as you point out. It really is, it follows a journey, and that journey is a journey of intercultural development and competence. So we follow individuals who do not know one another through this whole process of trying to learn about one another, to learn a lot of the cultural values, the mores, the norms, to the point where they can have various types of conversations about topics, whether it be Sino-U.S. relations or the economy or whatever, and then come to some understanding from their own cultural perspectives in terms of what some of the conflicts are and how do you resolve those conflicts.
Mm-hmm. You don't shy away from conflict in The Dialogue. We see it quite a few times in the film. We have a clip. Let's listen to it.
I don't intend to offend you. And actually, I feel that some of your opinion really deep seems offensive to us.
Can you, give an example, at what point you feel that my comments is offensive?
I don't know. Maybe it is related to your personality, something too much critical. I don't know how to say it.
So we've got two Chinese students there conversing. Peter Briggs, what do you make of that encounter?
Well, I think any type of relationship has dynamics in it, and just because it's intra-Chinese doesn't mean they don't have their own sets of conflict and ways to manage relationships. And so we can talk cross-culturally. It gets even that much more complicated, but they were talking about their own stylistic differences and that's what comes out in this.
Well, what's captured there, I think, is China is a society undergoing unbelievable, profound change. So there's apt to be all kinds of conflict between the people, between the Chinese, and that's what we're hearing there.
Well, and we see it here on campus, too. We have a significant Chinese community here, and think of your own experiences maybe if you've been abroad where you see another American and you can either say, oh, they gravitate towards my countrymen, or you're fleeing from them because you're embarrassed by them. And I think the same thing happens as they are here getting to know each other, and they have their within-country conflict, too.
Mm-hmm. Dawn Pisarczyk, how and why did The Dialogue come about?
Absolutely. Well, MSU, being the very large international university that we are with a substantial portfolio in the international arena, we do a lot of things with our study abroad programs, with our international numbers of international students coming into Michigan State. We provide internships. We provide service learning and a variety of different experiences by which our students can gain intercultural or cross-cultural competence, as we call it. And MSU, through all of the work of its faculty, have actually developed cultural or global competencies that we aspire for our students. So this film actually maps to those cross-cultural competencies that we hope that our students will graduate with. And so this film then became kind of a catalyst to pull a lot of that content together, particularly for students who couldn't go outside the United States for study abroad or what other kinds of experiences. We give them an opportunity to have an intercultural engagement through film, through the medium of film, watching this whole process of intercultural communication actually develop before them. and have an opportunity to experience all of the issues associated with it, the challenges, but then the rewards that come from a successful cross-cultural communication.
We're talking with Michigan State's Dawn Pisarczyk and Peter Briggs about the documentary The Dialogue, with a screening tonight here in East Lansing. Is there a memorable moment from the film that you could share with us?
There is. The film has so many deep points to it that you know, as we watch it over and over and over again, I get something new out of it every time I actually watch it. But one of, I think, the real aha moments and the takeaways was when one of our American students was interchanging with one of the Chinese students. And she was, of course, speaking in English to this Chinese student, English being the Chinese student's second language. And she didn't realize it, but she was being somewhat impatient when the Chinese student wasn't answering right away. And so finally the Chinese student says to her, "You are so impatient with me. I am trying to understand your question. I'm trying to interpret it into Chinese and then develop a response to you, which I then have to deliver to you in English." And it was a real aha moment for this American student, thinking about the privilege of language. And she said, "My goodness, I never thought about that. That I perceive that you didn't understand what I'm saying. You're actually going through the process of a second language."
Yeah. Talk to us about MSU's partnership with Crossing Borders Films.
Well, it started with the goal of trying to bring attention to how hard it is to communicate across cultures. This isn't anything that's easy. So we met at a conference, and we had a common goal. And we were doing it in a variety of ways at MSU, and we've done it for a very long time. And this is what the filmmaker was trying to also achieve. We were a good partnership for intercultural communication issues, and that's how it started. And from there, it was a long journey to go back and forth and understanding who's going to do what and what levels of all the process.
I take it our growing Chinese student population played some kind of role in this, or not?
The role of China is almost incidental in the film. The goal of the film has to do with the challenges of communicating across cultures, and it took place in China and the Chinese, but the bigger picture is communicating across cultures. We're still new at this. It was only 100 years ago that airplanes brought us together across the world, and cultures coming together, we're still learning our way for how challenging it is.
The film will be shown tonight at MSU. Remind us where and when.
Yes, it is the Kellogg Center Auditorium. It begins at 6:30. We'll have a screening of the film, and then we have a wonderful panel of kind of multidisciplinary panel that's comprised of educators, but also community business leaders, to talk about some of the key content that comes up in the film. And so we'll have that discussion that will follow the film, and also invite the audience to give their reactions to a variety of scenes that actually occur and play out in this whole process that we're actually trying to demonstrate.
That's tonight, 6:30 at Kellogg Center. We've been talking with Dawn Pisarczyk and Peter Briggs of Michigan State University. The new documentary is called The Dialogue, and it's off to international film festivals after its screening here tonight. Best of luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.